Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Mike Miles. In Whitehorse, a coroner's inquest has been looking into the deaths of four Indigenous women at an emergency shelter between 2022 and 2023. The fact-finding mission ended Friday, with the jury issuing 8 recommendations aimed at improving the shelter's policies and staff training. Virginie Ann reports.
This was traumatizing and disturbing.
Bella Tisha is the mother of Miranda Tisha Charlie. She says she was never meant to grieve her daughter. Bella sat through a coroner's inquest looking into her daughter's death, as well as the death of Cassandra Warville, Josephine Elizabeth Hager, and Darlis Kukum. All four women died at the Whitehorse shelter. Testimony from staff, guests, management, and medical professionals revealed that the deaths could have been prevented. Bella says the inquest was necessary to make sure this doesn't happen again.
I want to try to let my anger go each day.
All testimonies spoke of a lack of training and procedures that resulted in staff not responding adequately to medical emergencies. Family members and advocates expressed at the end of the inquest that they are exhausted after yet another institution failed them. Virginie Anne, CBC News, Whitehorse.
The UN Secretary General's special representative in Haiti is urging the U.S. to do more to stop the flow of American weapons into the country. Maria Isabel Salvador says the embargo meant to limit arms getting to criminal gangs isn't being effectively enforced. Those gangs plunged the country into chaos, and Salvador says she won't negotiate with them.
Gangs are criminal gangs. They are criminals. They are killing. They are raping women and girls every single day. We are talking about more than 200 gangs. The Security Council, they impose arms and ammunition embargoes. So these embargoes have to be respected by the countries that normally, unfortunately, we know where they come from.
A transitional government was sworn in this week, and Canadian troops have been training soldiers from other Caribbean countries as part of a multinational peacekeeping force. India's weeks-long election is in full swing as Prime Minister Narendra Modi continues his push for a third term. Meanwhile, a prominent Indian opposition leader is accusing Modi of using hateful rhetoric to gain votes. Rahul Gandhi warns his campaign is furthering dividing India along religious lines. Neha Punia has more.
Using religion as a tool to garner votes is forbidden in India's elections. But as the country moves into phase 3 of its long election campaign, religion is playing a larger role than ever. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is using religion to take aim at his political rivals, the Congress Party, by singling out Muslims, the country's largest minority group. Modi claims the Congress Party wants to give away India's wealth to Muslims, who he calls infiltrators. The Congress Party's de facto leader Rahul Gandhi says this election could make or break India's secular identity.
Modi is trying to destroy India's constitution. His party's leaders have said that they want to change the constitution if they come back to power.
India's mammoth election still has 5 more phases to go. Neha Punia for CBC News, New Delhi.
Harvey Weinstein is in a New York City hospital. His lawyer says the disgraced former movie mogul is undergoing tests and that he is suffering from a series of health issues. The New York Court of Appeals overturned Weinstein's rape conviction on Thursday, but he remains in custody as he is still serving time for a separate rape conviction in Los Angeles. Canada has won gold at the World Senior Curling Championship in Sweden. That's the men's team after their final shot today. The team beat the U.S. 4-3 after an undefeated week, but they're not the only women. The women's team also took home gold. They beat Lithuania 7-3. And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Mike Miles.